Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we are going to discuss continuously changing requirements and their effect on software quality assurance. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right. Let's get started. So, what can you do to assure high-quality software if your requirements are changing continuously? This is a common problem for organizations where there are expectations that requirements can be predetermined and remain stable, because that seldom happens in the real world. However, if these expectations are reasonable, here are some approaches. One, work with the project's stakeholders early on to understand how requirements might change so that alternate test plans and strategies can be worked out in advance if possible. Two, it's helpful if the application's initial design allows for some adaptability so that later changes do not require redoing the application from scratch. Three, well-commented, well-documented code makes changes easier for the developers. Four, use some type of rapid prototyping wherever possible. This helps customers feel more sure of their requirements and helps customers minimize changes. Five, the project's initial schedule should allow for some extra time that is commensurate with the possibility of changes. Six, try to move new requirements to a Phase 2 version of the application while using the original requirements for the Phase 1 version. Putting new requirements in the same version of the application is known as scope creep. 7. Negotiate to allow only very easily implemented new requirements into the project while moving more difficult new requirements into future versions of the application. 8. Be sure that customers and management understand the scheduling impacts, inherent risks, and costs of significant requirements changes. Then, let management or the customers, not the developers and not the testers, decide if the changes are warranted. After all, that's their job, the management or the customer's job. It's not the developers or the testers' job. 9. Balance the effort that's put into setting up automated testing with the expected effort required to refactor your code to deal with the changes. 10. Try to design some flexibility into your automated testing scripts. 11. Focus on doing your initial automated testing on application aspects that are most likely to remain unchanged. 12. Devote appropriate effort to risk analysis of changes so that you'll minimize your regression testing needs. 13. Design some flexibility into your test cases, although admittedly that's not very easily done. Your best bet might be to minimize your detail in the test cases or set up only higher level generic type testing plans. And 14. Focus less on your detailed testing plans and test cases and more on ad hoc testing with an understanding of the added risk that this entails. Now, if this is a continuing problem and the expectation that your requirements can be predetermined and can remain stable is not a reasonable expectation, then it's a good idea to figure out why your expectations are not aligned with reality. And you should refactor in organizations or your project's software development process to take this into account. And it may be appropriate to consider agile development approaches where you break things into much smaller elements and only develop a little bit at a time and test and validate, and then break that into a smaller bits and smaller bits so you're not trying to bite off more than you can chew. Now, what if the application has functionality that wasn't in the requirement? It may take some serious effort to determine if an application has significant, unexpected, or hidden functionality. That can indicate deeper problems in the software development process. Now, if the functionality that we're dealing with isn't really necessary to the purpose of the application, it should be removed. Since this functionality may have unknown impact or unknown dependencies that were not taken into account by the designer or the customer. If the functionality is minor or if the functionality is low risk, then no action may be necessary. If that functionality is not removed, then more information is going to be needed to determine the risk and to determine any added testing needs or any added regression testing needs. Management should be made aware of any significant added risks as a result of this unexpected functionality. Now, this problem is a standard aspect of products that include COTS, commercial off-the-shelf software, or modified COTS software. The COTS part of the project will typically have a large amount of functionality that's not included in the project requirements. Or it may be simply undetermined. Depending on the situation, it may be appropriate to perform in-depth analysis of the COTS software and to work closely with the end user to determine which pre-existing COTS functionality is important and which functionality may interact with or be affected by the non-COTS aspects of the project. A significant regression testing effort may be needed, again, depending upon the situation, and automated regression testing may be useful. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. Now, if you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know that by using the question and comment box that's located below. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.